Earl Johnson II didn't grow up dreaming about becoming a famous singer. He didn't even know he could sing. He discovered his talent almost by accident one night at the recording studio he was working at as a producer. Now, Johnson performs under the stage name Earl St. Clair, and he's even written for pop stars. But at first, it was really tough. And this song, Ain't Got It Like That, tells the story. Moving and shaking and making it happen. Producing and singing while people was trapping.
Chasing a dream and living for free. A whole lot of people helped the hell out of me. I was producing and singing while people was trapping. Chasing a dream and living for free. A whole lot of people helped the hell out of me. So I was doing production and writing where the money doesn't come consistently. A lot of my friends, you know, they were doing some illegal activities to, you know, to keep their funds up. And that's
hence
not my
choice.
The
reference to trapping.
Yes, yes. Okay. And that's not really my choice. So I had a lot of people who allowed me to stay on their couch, sleep in their basement, borrow their money to keep me afloat while I'm trying to chase my dreams. And I don't let it change. Music wasn't on my radar at all growing up. I really wanted to be an actor and a comedian because I used to sit around and impersonate Bernie Mac and any voice I could pick up on. I still do it to this day.
Impersonations. Did you do musicians? Is that how you realized you could sing?
No, I didn't know I could sing when I was in person. Like, I used to impersonate Ray Charles when I worked in this warehouse in Alabama. And I'd be riding around the warehouse on my tow motor singing, Georgia. Georgia. I just mimic him all day.
You nailed it. You just nailed it.
And people would be dying laughing. And I was not producing quite yet, but I had started fiddling around with it. And when I moved back from Alabama to Cleveland, I really took it serious and buckled down.
So Ray Charles is an interesting choice. It makes me wonder what kind of music you did listen to growing up. If people in your family weren't musicians, weren't singers, what were the songs that were coming out of, like, your parents' speakers?
My mom listened to a lot of Erykah Badu, Kirk Franklin. Mm. My dad listened to War, Al Green, Otis Redding.
So were you ever, like, doing little performances? Like, I imagine you being like a little kid running around doing
yes.
these songs in the voices.
Yes, especially MC Hammer. Can't touch this. Like, when the video would come on TV, I would be front and center.
Of course.
In front of the TV, hitting every move. Uh-oh.
Who among us did not try and do the Hammer dance?
Man, I go wrap a sheet around my waist to make it seem like I had the parachute pants.
So now you're at the point where you're, like, actually writing your own songs. And one of the things I read is that you consider writing a good song like therapy. And not everyone feels this way, right? There are some people who write songs about characters. It's never about them. That doesn't feel like you.
No, it's not. The studio is my therapy room. I'm able to get whatever I'm feeling off of my chest at the moment, whether it's something that I'm going through at the moment, whether it's something that I've been through. It just honestly depends on how I'm feeling and what's being played musically while I'm in the room.
Is there anything that you are scared to share in a song?
No, because I accept myself for who I am, feeling through. So it's nothing that I'm ashamed of or I haven't done that I'm scared to speak of, because it made me who I am today.
All right, with that in mind, I want to play a little bit of the song Pain. Because this felt very raw to me. This opens very blues.
Yes, it is the blues. If you listen to the lyrics, I got the blues. I don't think I need any help. I got this all under control. At least that's just what I tell myself. As an excuse so I can indulge. At the first sight of pain, I'm running, yeah. I'm running down to the liquor store. Self-medication. And if I'm really, 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 really hurting, I might burn.
This is one of those songs where any of us with any kind of addiction, right?
Yeah,
whether it's food or alcohol or cigarettes or too many hours on the couch in front of the television. It's a thing you reach for to make yourself feel better when times are really dark.
Yep. And I personally don't see anything wrong with self-medicating unless you overindulge, because sometimes you just need something to just give you that that exhale. But the thing is keeping a handle on it and making sure that it doesn't go to the wrong place, especially when you're going through tough times. Like when I lost my parents, I started smoking.
You lost both of your parents, right?
Yes, yes. My dad went first, then my mom came not too long after. But self-medicating, man, that's what that song was about, dealing with the pain that I was going through.
My daddy died before I turned 25, but left me a little money.
Or not dealing with it, right?
Yeah.
It's like your parents have passed on, but you're talking about how this pain can come back at you precisely because you're not taking it on.
Yep. I have to deal with it or it's going to deal with me. I take it and put it into my music, and I try to use that as my driving force.
I gotta deal with the pain before it deals with me.
Thinking about how far you've come, you know, from joking about Ray Charles in a warehouse to writing and producing, at this point, are you surprised?
I'm surprised every day, because every new thing that happens is something I've never done. So it's like an adventure every single day. And I'm so grateful and I'm so blessed. And I just try to take every opportunity that comes my way. I never want to take anything for granted. And I want to continue being surprised.
Earl St. Clair, thank you so much for speaking with us and sharing your story.
Thank you for having me, man. It was an honor.
My friends say I should live a little.
If you ever need me back, you need me to sing some jingles, do some radio intros, you need me to come do a little set for you, you know, do a 3 to 6 slot, just let me know, I'll come through.
You know, it's good that you're saying that, because the song we're going to go out on is Feeling Alive,
hey.
Which is pretty much about putting your head to the grindstone, man, and it seems like that's what you're doing.
Yes, it is. Got to stay positive. Take those opportunities.
I'm feeling alive. I'm feeling alive. Something crazy, I'ma end up in love, love, love. I learned to keep an open mind. I was holding all my blessings down.